Just one halakha and you read the Asiman Reshmem halakha Zayin. Maran writes, Hayav la'amod mepene aviv. Straightforward. Person has to stand up in front of his father. The she'ela over here that we had today was, what if the student, if the son is the rabbi of the father? So really on that subject over there, it's a Gemara. The Gemara, according to the Rishonim, are understanding that that was an unsolved dilemma on the Gemara. So the Gemara had a question with two situations of, he had a rabbi called Rabbi Yehuda, and his father was Rabbi Haskel, and Rabbi Yehuda was the rabbi of Rabbi Haskel. And Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, stand up in front of your father. So you see from that, it sounds like you have to stand up. And the Gemara says, oh, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Haskel was different. So the understanding that the Gemara is really not answering the question. The Gemara is saying, maybe he was different, and therefore the dilemma still stands in the Gemara. And therefore the Rosh writes, Kevan delo efshite baya b'gemara. Since the Gemara leaves it in abeyance, such a question, which means, does the son have to stand up in front of his father, who happens to be his student? And therefore he holds, he should stand up. And that's why Maran over here is posek in the Shulchan Aruch in Resh Mem, Hayav la'amod b'pnei aviv ve'ima av talmid beno. Still he says, Omid. He still should stand up. That's that. The interesting thing over here is they both have to stand up for each other. The father has to stand up for the son because it's his rabbi. And the son has to stand up for the father because it's his father, even though it's also his student. So Maran writes, Kol echad mem omed b'pnei sheni. They have to give each other mutual respect. V'im ha-ben rotze limchol al kevodo l'shamesh abiv ha-reshut b'yado. Okay, if the son, who's his father's rabbi, the son wants to be mochel on his kavod, he could actually serve his father and things like this. But he writes, v'davka b'tzina'ah, only in private, or afilu b'faresia, or in public, he could serve his father, so long as everybody knows that that's his father. V'daz b'irosh ha-kol yod'im shu abiv. אבל אם הבן גדול בתורה, if the son is גדול בתורה, ואין אביו דש בעירו, and nobody knows, or really it's not so well known that, that's his father, איקה למחשת בזיון התורה, אם יתבזה הבן לפני האב. People can see the son, who's a big תלמיד חכם, I'm serving this guy, who's this guy? I don't even know it's his father. He's not well known. And therefore he says, ויש להם להרחיק זה מזה. Better, they should keep their distance. So they won't belittle each other's kavod. Maharam Mirotenberg was a big Tamir Hakam. He distanced himself from his father. That's brought down over there. The Rosh says, Amru alav al Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg, Shemiyom sha'ala l'gdula lo higbil p'nei aviv. He didn't visit his father. For two reasons. Number one, he didn't want his father to have to give him respect. Because halakha says the father has to give respect to the son of the Tamir Hakam. And he also was concerned that the people are not going to, they didn't know his father. And therefore, it's going to be not good for him. It's going to be marit ayin. And how come he's not serving? So he writes it. The Darkei Moshe writes over here, he says, how come he wasn't mochel? Since he wasn't known. So therefore, that's what Maran writes over here. Again, I'm reading again. They want to serve his father, it's okay. But so long as everybody knows it's his father. But if they know it's his father, they see him serving him, it's going to be a chalul Hashem. So it seems that the Maharam in Rotenberg, because of that reason, his father was not so well known. If he's going to be in public, he's going to be serving him, they're going to know what's going on. What is he doing, the rabbi? He's a Tamin Agam of his. Therefore, he kept his distance. But again, halakha l'maaseh on these halakhot, person has to remember, this is the mitzvah de'oraita we're talking about. We're not talking about a stam, a nicety, you know, a nice ethical item. A child has to stand up in front of his father. This doesn't make a difference if it's a father or mother, as we see from the Gemara. And it doesn't make a difference between a son or a daughter. Means that the daughters are equal on this mitzvah as well. Okay, so we said the dilemma comes where one is greater than the other, and still the rishonim are coming out lechumrah because it's avek doraita lechumrah that the child still has to stand up in front of the father. Okay, then you get into the details of in public, not in public, things like that. But the maaseh, in all cases, the child would have to stand up in front of the father and the mother, and it's melokomat. It's melokomatum, and he's standing up full. Full, like when he stands up for his rabbi, have to stand up, straight. And also, it's melo enav. And so when the father comes into the eye contact of the son.